15. Enclaves. Riker, April 22, 2027, Seoul. I watched with satisfaction as the latest colony ships accelerated out of the solar system. The situation had improved a little when the first wave of ships started returning from their trips, ready to take out another load. Now, between new construction and returning transports, we were starting to get some throughput. Still not nearly enough, though. We were coming up on 1 million emigrants. 100 trips down, 1,400 to go. I scanned the report from Charles again. It hadn't magically changed since the first time. Damn. I pinged him. Hey, Charles, just read your report. It's that bad?
Hi, Will.
Charles popped in as he answered. Yeah, we're having to put more and more drones into scavenging, which is taking equipment away from the construction effort, and we've got printers sitting idle some of the time, waiting for supplies. Right now, productivity is down about 20% from where it could be, and it's going to keep getting worse. I swiped through the report as he talked. No new caches of metals?
No, nothing we can find.
The problem isn't that there's no metal left in the solar system, it's that there are no convenient concentrations of metal left. Everything accessible was long since mined out by humanity, and the war pulverized or vaporized a lot of the cities and military equipment. Most of the planet-side metal is dust, or rust. We've collected all the space junk that's easy to find. Anything else is probably in weird long-period orbits. I've even got squads of roamers walking in lines along the ground picking up metal scraps. We're really down to the dregs, Will. I rubbed my forehead. We're at, what, 82 ships? Maybe we reach 100 before it gets too difficult to find any more materials. 40 years per round trip average. That's 2.5 ships per year. So, 25,000 people per year. 560 years to finish the job.
We've talked before about building colony ships at other stars, Will. It's still an option.
Yeah, I know, but there's so much ramp-up required. Plus, you'd have to get a Bob to stay put to supervise. So far, not a lot of takers. Oliver, over in Alpha Centauri, for instance, is concentrating on preparations for an Others assault. Like it or not, Seoul is still the best place to build colony ships. Except for the resources issue, of course.
We keep going over the numbers. It doesn't get any better with repetition. We can keep the enclaves viable for maybe another 50 to 100 years. And that's with every trick we've been able to come up with.
Well, really, I said, we can keep the enclaves going forever.
Sure, by going underground or into the ice. Completely subterranean existence, completely dependent on the farm donuts and hydroponics.
And on us, because in that position they'd have no industrial base.
The bottom line, though, is we'd be telling most of the population that they'll be spending the rest of their lives in a cave.
Charles sat back and stared at the ceiling. I looked up and realized that I'd never bothered to put any detail into the ceiling in my VR. It was a flat blue with no texture. I quickly added a popcorn finish and placed a banner that said, "My eyes are down here." Charles let out a surprised, barking laugh. He looked down at me, grinning.
You know, Will, you didn't used to have much of a sense of humor.
I smiled sadly back at him. I think I'm trying to keep a bit of Homer alive. Charles lost his own smile and nodded. We all missed Homer. I stared into the middle distance, focused on nothing in particular. It wasn't just Homer, Butterworth, Julia Hendricks, and a couple of other members of our extended family had passed away in the last decade. Not people I'd particularly known, except by name, but it reminded me that, given enough time, everyone I knew would eventually be gone. After a few moments of contemplative silence, Charles said, "We could stick everyone in stasis." I've thought about it, Charles. 14 million stasis pods, that's about 30 colony ships worth of materials. Not only would we have to stop building ships, we'd have to cannibalize a dozen of the existing ones. I don't see the UN going for that.
In the long term, it would make more sense.
People don't think in the long term.
Have you brought it up?
I sighed. No, and probably due to cowardice. But you're right, they should be allowed to decide. I'll bring it up today. Representative Mizra's gaze never wavered as she asked questions.
One of the most level-headed of the UN delegates, she never got upset. If I could get her on side, I had a good possibility of pulling this off.
You can build 14 million stasis pods?
Yes, as I said. We'll have to cannibalize a dozen of the returning colony ships, as well as divert all future construction.
How long to complete all the pods?
I think around 50 years, mostly due to supply issues.
So many of us will die of old age, regardless. Meanwhile, no new colony ships will go out.
That's true, Representative Misra. But after the first dozen, any returning ships can still take people out. Swarna Misra looked down at her desk for a moment, then looked back at the camera.
Here's the problem, Mr. Johansson. Under the current system, about 300,000 more people will go out to colonies within our lifetimes. Under your proposed system, possibly half of the population, 7 million people, will die of old age on Earth before pods are ready for them. The other half will get into pods where they will remain for some indefinite amount of time, possibly centuries. Mathematically, your suggestion makes some sense, but emotionally, it is not attractive. At least while alive, we are masters of our destiny.
Reaching forward, she said,
I cannot endorse this plan. Sorry.
She switched off her microphone and sat down.
Damn.
Next up was Minister McIntyre. He had replaced Gerald in New Zealand after the vehement situation. He was barely less hostile to me than Gerald had been. Despite several clandestine investigations on my part, I hadn't been able to find any connection that would warrant the antipathy. I guess I would have to accept that I would never be New Zealand's favorite replicant.
What assurances do we have that you'll even wake us up? He asked, not even bothering with any warm-up remarks.
Oh, for crying out loud. Because if that's how I felt, Minister, I could just leave right now with no subterfuge.
So you are threatening us now?
I rolled my eyes, and I let the cameras see it. The session went on for several hours, and the upshot was that it would be discussed and debated more at future sessions. Meanwhile, we would continue with the current schedule. I sighed and closed my video window. Stupid humans.